and authorities have arrested one of two women wanted in connection with a large-scale animal cruelty investigation in Flint Township. Investigators had been searching for Kim and Brenda Shires after officers rescued more than 60 dogs and discovered nearly 30 dead animals inside of a home last month. The investigation continued in the weeks following the discovery as detectives worked to locate the two suspects. On Thursday, March 12th, Flint Township detectives asked the Grand Rapids Police Department to check an address linked to Brenda Shires. Officers located her within about an hour and took her into custody. She was later turned over to Flint Township detectives and booked into the Genesee County Jail. Shires appeared in court March 13th, where she was arraigned on felony charges and given a $150,000 bond. Meanwhile, authorities say the search is ongoing for Kim Shires, who investigators believe may have left Michigan for Tennessee in an effort to avoid prosecution. Anyone with information about her whereabouts is asked to contact Crime Stoppers of Flint and Genesee counties or reach out to Detective Lopez at 810-600-3250. And officials say the investigation remains active as they continue pursuing charges in the case involving dozens of rescued and deceased animals. And we will be right back after this brief promo.
Looking for something fun to do in the Thumb? Stay connected with ThumbNet's community calendar. From festivals and fundraisers to concerts and community events, you'll find everything happening right here in the Thumb and beyond. Check it out anytime on your laptop, tablet, or cell phone. Where you go, ThumbNet goes with you. Don't miss out on what's happening near you. Visit ThumbNet.net's website and stay connected to your community.
And we are back. A 62-year-old man is facing multiple criminal charges in connection with the fatal shooting of a man at a residence in southern Tuscola County early Thursday morning. David Lezik, 62, was arraigned Friday on 11 criminal charges in the alleged shooting and killing of a man at a residence in Watertown Township near the border of Tuscola and Lapeer counties. The most serious charge filed against Lezik is discharging a firearm in or at a building causing a death. If found guilty, the maximum penalty could be a life sentence. The case started when sheriff deputies responded to the report of a shooting in the 9700 block of Willits Road, and when they arrived on scene, they found Stanley Schmidt, 65, deceased from a gunshot wound, and Lezik was present there. Lezik was arrested and taken into custody to be housed at the jail, and because the shooting incident is still under investigation, there is a possibility that more charges could be filed against Lezik. And we will be right back with more news next.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And on Thursday, Tuscola County Commissioners learned the magistrates retiring for their county. Commissioners approved Circuit Judge Amy Grace Gearhart's request to appoint Attorney Alexandra Huntley as the 71B District Court Magistrate to replace Joseph A. Van Auken of Cass City, who became the magistrate in 2001. As a magistrate, Huntley will handle arraignments, set bonds, preside over preliminary examinations for various criminal cases, and more. Van Auken graduated from the Thomas Cooley Law School in 1990, was a private practicing attorney until he took over the magistrate position in 2001. Van Auken and his wife, Kate, who is the White Pine Library Cooperative Director, have two children who he says he is eager to spend time with. And my name is Tate Cervantes. I'm coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries.